We've been talking about it for a number of days. We're talking about it in great detail yesterday. And you stop to think about a major town like Ballymena and where the people are at this moment in time. It seems to be one economic blow after another. Stephen Kelly is with Manufacturing NI. Stephen, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Stephen, what can you say this morning to the people, particularly in Ballymena, but in Mid-Ulster, across Northern Ireland generally? What can you say to them about the security of the job they're in if they're employed by a big company like Wrightbus or Gallagher's or Michelin or any of the big companies that do turn a pound here?
Well, Frank, this morning is a very difficult morning for the 1,300 people or so who depend upon Wrightbus for their wages. It's very difficult for their families. It's very difficult for that North Antrim area. But it's also very difficult for people within the supply chain. There are many dozens of businesses who have been working very closely with Wrightbus over the years to ensure that they produce such great and iconic buses that are enjoyed by customers across the world. And the failure of the company just doesn't impact upon the workers directly, but we've really got to consider how that impacts upon that supply chain side as well. As you rightly say, companies right across Northern Ireland were supplying into that business. When JTI Gallagher's and when Michelin went, those were big, big blows. But we don't produce tobacco here. We don't produce rubber here. But we do great engineering products. So the actual impact of the Wrightbus failure is more in terms of jobs, but it actually reaches much, much further into the Northern Ireland economy.
Do you have any hope that that skilled workforce will get jobs building buses in the near future anywhere in the general vicinity of Ballymena?
Well, there's still hope that someone will step in and take the company out of administration and restart production in terms of making buses. But there's no one else in Northern Ireland that makes buses. But what we do have is some really busy, successful engineering firms, not just in North Antrim, but across Northern Ireland, who are looking out for labour and looking out for staff. They all say to us that if they had more people, they'd be able to do more trade. And I would be confident that those people that are available and wish to find other employment with other manufacturers in the region would actually find that employment.
Do you get a sense of anger today? I'll have other contributors coming on who maybe are on the ground more often actually in Ballymena, but do you get a sense of anger this morning?
Well, I was up at Wrightbus yesterday. It's very clearly a very difficult situation for the workers and indeed people elsewhere in the community. It was in coffees and cafeterias, and everyone there was talking about it. This is a big story for the local area, but it's a big story for Northern Ireland as well.
Stephen, thank you for speaking to us this morning. Stephen Kelly, Manufacturing NI. There's no arguing it is a big story for Northern Ireland, but in particular for that immediate hinterland of Ballymena that has been hit so many times recently by job losses. One of their representatives there is the TUV leader, Jim Allister. Jim Allister, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you get a sense of anger in the community?
Oh, undoubtedly there's a sense. Well, there's a mixture of emotions. There is great sadness that such an iconic business has gone the way it has. There is frustration and anger and all of those emotions because, you know, the Wrightbus was virtually the last remaining leg of a triple stool of manufacturing that we previously had in Ballymena when we had Michelin and when we had JTI. And then to lose Wrightbus on top of that is just ripping the heart out of the town. There's no doubt about that. Now, all our efforts now, it must be expended on seeing, is there any rescue for this situation? You know, there is a suspicion amongst some of us that perhaps those that were bidding made quite a callous calculation. Well, if it was allowed to slip into administration, maybe it would be easier obtained for less money. So now, sadly, that's our only hope, that in administration, there still could be a buyer because it has a fantastic product. You know, the Wright buses are famous across the world. You go to our capital city, they're what you constantly see in London. They were ahead of the curve in terms of new technology with the upcoming hydrogen buses and all of that. So there's a very valuable commodity, both in terms of intellectual property and in terms of the actual buses that they produced, which should be attractive to someone else. So our hope is that someone else yet will come in and buy that and save something of these jobs. And I think it's unrealistic to think that all 1,400 jobs could be reinstated, but I think there is a hope that something could be salvaged from this. And that must be the effort of all towards that objective. If it doesn't happen, then this town of Ballymena is in a downward spiral of economic decline and pain. And not just them, but as Stephen has said, the vast supply chain, which has tentacles right across the province of companies that were supplying into Wrightbus. And already, you know, another one of those in my constituency is on a three-day week because of the loss of work from Wrightbus. So it is going to have not just a ripple, maybe a tsunami of effect right across the economy of Northern Ireland.
You mention a calculation that may be callous in its nature, but do you still welcome, would you shake the hand of whoever comes in at this point, even if their calculation had a callous element to it?
I think one would have to welcome that because what we're now facing is liquidation and the total loss of the company. If anything can be salvaged from that, then that's better than the total loss. But, you know, it adds to the feeling that one has for the workers. This has been such a roller coaster of a ride for the last few weeks. Things were up, then they were down, then they were up. And then yesterday, an announcement which I think took us all by surprise in the sense that, yes, we were expecting significant redundancies, but we weren't expecting a total wipeout. And that's the situation which I think caused so much of the consternation and, yes, the anger and the frustration and everything else that naturally flows. Because, you know, this isn't just some academic exercise. These are people with mortgages. This is people at a stage of life will be very difficult to get jobs. Yes, there will be some of these people who will find other jobs. For example, there's a considerable shortage in some places of trained welders in our country, and Wrightbus can supply a number of those. But it would be foolhardy to think that 1,400 jobs can be replaced overnight in any sector. And that's not going to happen. There's going to be people in the dole, and that's tragic.
One final point, Jim Allister, because the papers are reporting this morning that former workers at Wrightbus have threatened to stage a protest on Sunday morning outside the evangelical church founded by the bus maker's largest shareholder, as Mr. Jeff Wright. Is there any point in protesting outside the church or protesting close to that Green Pastures initiative?
I wouldn't have thought so. It's not going to change anything. Whatever happened in that regard, there's accountability to be put in place, and I'm sure that'll be something of the role of the administrator. But, you know, let's not forget the vast contribution that the Wright family for 70 years have made to the economy of Ballymena. This is a company which became a world leader, which started in Willie Wright's father's garage in 1946. And particularly Sir William Wright built this company to what it was, brought many, many years of stable, steady employment for hundreds of thousands and thousands of people. So, you know, I'm not going to indulge in attacking a family which brought such a prosperity to the town. If they made mistakes laterally, they made mistakes. But we still need to recognise the vast contribution they made to the economy, and Ballymena will be much, much the poorer without them.
2 years ago, Jeff Wright actually did an interview with the Irish Times, and he said, we made God a shareholder in the business. 26% of Wright's is owned by the Evangelical Trust in order to make sure he was central in everything the Wright company does. Might that have been a business error?
Well, you know, this is a private company which makes its own decisions. Many private companies make charitable donations. Some of them you might agree with, some of them you don't agree with. But they are the business of the private company. Now, if there was director deficiencies in terms of how directors are supposed to behave, then that's something that in due course the administrator will identify and action will be taken. But I don't think it's for me or anyone else to jump to conclusions on that. And I do remind you again of the vast contribution this family made to the economy. And I only hope that we can salvage from that the ruins that we presently have something going forward, because it's a remarkable product and I want to see it flourish again, obviously under new management, under new ownership. But it would be beyond tragic to just obliterate that and lose it. In terms of our economy. So let's work towards, let's hope we can salvage something out of this.
Yes, let's hope indeed. Jim Alistair, thank you very, very much indeed. Jim Alistair, leader of the TUV. George Brash is with the Unite Union. George, good morning.
Good morning.
George, can you see anything being salvaged, that salvage job that Jim Alistair is talking about?
Well, you know, we're hopeful that something will change and we'll be doing everything that we can to ensure that the gates are reopened and some jobs are brought back into this Ballymena town.
It is quite a task, isn't it? And there are worried and concerned people who are trying to pay bills at the end of this month, next month, Christmas, mortgages, car loans. It's a big upheaval for so many people in one specific area.
It certainly is. It's decimated Ballymena, and we've obviously had the closure, you know, of JTA and Michelin, which have already been referred to. Wrightbus was the last bastion of a major employer within the town, and it's absolutely devastating for our members, the workforce, the families, you know, the town itself, and the wider community. And it shouldn't be lost in that, like has already been commented on, supply chain as well. So there's a dramatic effect and consequences for this, you know. These workers now are out of work, and like I say, they have mortgages of families. You know, they have to feed their families. You know, and that's our concern, is that could more have been done, should more have been done, and what can we do now, you know, going forward to try and get these gates open and jobs back in Ballymena building buses. And it shouldn't be lost that this is a highly skilled workforce, at the forefront of hydro technology. You know, they do an absolutely fantastic product. So it's an opportunity there for somebody to come in and start building buses again and bring back some of those workers.
If those who do come in that you're hoping will come in, if they don't offer the same terms and conditions to the staff that Wrightbus would have been offering, will you cooperate with them to create jobs anyway, or might you in the end as a union make it difficult for someone coming in?
Well, we'll certainly want to make it difficult for anybody coming in. But we would certainly be calling for our members' terms, conditions and rights to be protected, and we will vigorously support their endeavours in doing that.
However, beggars can't be choosers at the moment.
Well, they're certainly not beggars, you know. And again, our main focus is to speak with administrators and to try and get somebody in there that's got the best interests of Ballymena and building buses, and get people back in there to build buses.
It is vital, isn't it, when you think of it, and we've spoken about this before, the collapse and yesterday and again today. It's a town which, as far as the beating heart of the economy of Northern Ireland's concerned, it is hugely important to the fabric of Northern Ireland. It's unlikely that it can take many more economic blows.
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, manufacturing has taken blow after blow over the last few years, and especially in Ballymena. And we'll have to try and turn that round. You know, there needs to be a manufacturing strategy going forward with all the parties. you know. But we're calling, even at this late stage, where it's a buyer coming in, somebody putting a bid in, we're calling on direct intervention from government. And I'll quote Boris Johnson himself when he says it'll do everything they can to ensure the future of the great UK company that is Ribus. Well, I'm calling on him to live up to his words. Our workforce is calling him to live up to his words and asking him, what has he done? What is he doing? Because it's still not too late, as I've said, for direct intervention in this matter to save the jobs and the company.
They didn't intervene with Thomas Cook, so the precedent hasn't really been set for intervention.
Well, it maybe hasn't been set for intervention, but Boris has tagged himself with Ribus for several years. He's the one that made those comments only a matter of weeks ago, and all they're doing is calling him out on those promises that he made to that 1,400-strong workforce that were highly skilled and that lost their jobs yesterday. That's what we're doing, calling him out on that.
And one final point, George, will the Unite Union be backing the workers who are threatening to protest outside the Evangelical Church, which is associated with Mr. Jeff Wright? Is the union prepared to back workers who have that protest on Sunday?
If workers want to have a dignified protest, that's a matter for the workers. Our main focus is speaking to the administrators and speaking to our members. We have organised meetings on Monday with our members, and we'll be listening to their concerns and doing everything we can. We'll put resources into upskilling, and that's our main focus. If workers want to have a dignified protest, that is a matter for them, but anything that they need support in, we will certainly be giving them that support.
Okay, George Brash from the Unite Union, thank you. This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning to you. 02890-333-105. For whatever's on your mind this morning, we'll be speaking to some of you. We'll be taking your text, your emails and your perspective on what is a very gloomy outlook on a gloomy day after this.